is Senate Committee together, and we're going to have a series of public hearings on House bills today. We have four of them, and we're going to start with House Bill 2442. Would you get the door, please? And would you give us a summary of the bill, please?
Just briefly, Senator, House Bill 2442 does specify that a person designated as a health care representative under a living will is considered a personal representative under state and federal laws. And we do have the sponsor of the bill with us, so I'll defer to him for more explanation. Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Senator Morissette, Chair Morissette. My name is Tom Butler. I'm from House District 60. From Ontario, Oregon. Thank you for hearing House Bill 2442. House Bill 2442 basically Oregon's laws cover advance directives, better known as living wills, and they define a process for a person to designate a health care representative for the purposes of making health care decisions if the person becomes unable to do so themselves. Another set of statutes passed last session dealt with privacy laws dealing with the HIPAA Act of 1996. The state and federal laws allow for someone known as a personal representative to sign a disclosure form required to release of patient information. However, under our state law, HIPAA laws, a personal representative specifically includes health care representatives designated under a living will, but there is no similar reference in our advanced directive statutes. House Bill 2442 clarifies that the person designated as a health care representative under a living will is automatically considered as a personal representative under the state and federal laws governing the disclosure of protected personal information of a health nature. And this, the lawyers have asked for, because the language which deals with the living wills and who is able to access information is all statutory language. When it fits into these directives, the statutory language needs to be changed in the fashion which you have before you, which is the paragraph on page 2, which basically says a health care representative is a personal representative for the purposes of the Oregon Revised Statute 192.518 through 524 and the federal health and, well, the HIPAA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Senator Cruz.
How did you happen to find this glitch?
Well, Chair Morissette, Senator Cruz, my brother practices state law in Vail, Oregon, and works with the Oregon Bar Association on these kinds of things. They were aware that this was a problem and needed to add it because of these kinds of issues that come up. In our small local communities, we were able to overcome many of these kinds of issues, but statewide, the language needed to be changed, and they brought that forward.
Okay. This is a nice catch, I think, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chair.
Okay. Other questions? Senator Starr, did you have a question?
I'm convinced.
Cool. Okay. Seeing how my personal representative lives in Ontario, I mean, in a living will, my personal representative.
And needs to have the authority to make sure that you continue with the feeding tube.
That's right. Yeah. Right. It's all up to her. Okay. Seeing no other question, we will close the public hearing and open a work session.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2442 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2442 to the floor with a due pass, Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Seeing no further discussion, would you call the roll, please?
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Excused.
Senator Montana?
Excused.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Chair Morrison?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to say, too, Mr. Chair, that your personal representative is a great asset to our community, and we know and love and appreciate her very much. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll pass that on. I will carry the bill. Okay, we will open a public hearing on... Yeah, we did close the work session. The work session has been closed. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2244. We have...
Is there anybody?
Yeah, give us the rundown on...
Well, it's very simple. It does repeal Senate Bill, or Statute 677.457, on retractable pain. You do have a copy of that statute in front of you on a, in your packet. 677.474 is identical. Basically, this came about as a result, as I understand it, when the ballot measure 7, the Oregon's Death Penalty Act, was passed into law. It basically created a redundant statute and was codified, and there was no mechanism to remove duplicative statutory language. Thank you, Senator. And there is no one signed up for this to testify.
Okay. So this is a redundant statute. I did look it up. I looked both of those up, and I have the statute, but I didn't have a chance to compare it to... It's up right here.
Four seventy-five and four seventy-four.
These are the two statutes. There's 475. Wait a minute. Does Senator Starr have that?
Yeah, I think it's duplicative, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, it seems to be duplicative. Okay, did you have an opportunity to
comment?
Yes. Comment, yes.
I'm persuaded by the overwhelming support for this that we should move it on to the Senate floor.
Okay. And then you can carry it. Okay. Senate bill.
Mr. Chair, it may take me a while to read the actual bill.
Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing and open a work session.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2244 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2244 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Okay, seeing no further discussion, would you call the roll, please?
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Excused.
Aye.
Aye. Bill passes unanimously, and Senator Starr will carry the bill. Thank you. Senate Bill 2255, we will open a public hearing, repeals obsolete statute relating to intractable pain. Would you care to comment on that?
No, just the bill.
Wait a minute.
2251.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay. 2251. Repeals absolute definition of a severely disabled person.
Thank you, Senator. And again, there's no one here to testify on this. Basically, the bill does repeal an absolute definition of severely disabled person, ORS 240.391. From what I understand, up until 97, there were a series of statutes that put language in regarding severely disabled persons in employment. In 97, Senate Bill 23 directed the Department of Administrative Services to increase employment procedures for people with disabilities. In 99, there was a bill, 274, which would establish a state program to increase employment, which did not pass. In the meantime, that DAS has basically put into statute and attached to your sheet is some of the OR, at least some of the administrative rules that define disabled individual for the purpose of employment opportunities.
Comment?
Again, it appears that we have abrogated our responsibility and pushed this off to the ask for definition, and if we're no longer using our statutory definition, it's probable that we should just get it off the books.
Okay. Other comments? Okay. Did I close the public hearing? Close the public hearing on the work session.
Chair, I move House Bill 2251 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2251 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Comment? No comment. Call the roll, please.
Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Senator Webster?
Excused.
Senator
Montagnetti?
Excused.
Senator
Starr?
Aye.
Chair
Martin? Aye. Senator Starr, would you mind carrying this one also?
I'd be glad to. Thank you.
Give you a second crack at it. Okay. The next bill that we're going to hear is 2254. Close the public hearing on 2251. Open the public hearing on House Bill 2254.
Thank you, Chairman. We do have one person testify on this. Basically, the bill does modify the definition of child care facility for the purpose of obtaining liability coverage. Basically, child care centers and previously child care centers and facilities were defined by the Department of Human Services, but the responsibilities had been transferred to the Employment Department. When that occurred, the language was not transferred in statute. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Bruce Bishop, would you come up and introduce yourself, please?
Finally, a controversial bill.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, Bruce Bishop. I'm appearing on behalf of the Oregon Association of Treatment Centers, which are the psychiatric day treatment providers, the nonprofit organizations that care for severely emotionally disturbed children. When this bill was considered in the House, we had requested that the committee consider an amendment that would extend the same opportunity to obtain liability insurance to psychiatric day treatment providers as is currently available under law to residential providers. The committee was supportive of that, but legislative counsel advised that the bill wasn't really germane to the amendments that we were asking for. I don't altogether understand the reasoning, but instead of the amendments to 2254, the committee introduced a separate bill, House Bill 2640, which accomplished our purpose. Unfortunately, that bill is still sitting in the House committee, and we're not sure about its status. So we would either request that the committee consider an amendment that would extend the same opportunity to purchase liability coverage to psychiatric day treatment programs that residential programs now have, or that the committee hold the bill for the time being until we determine whether or not the bill will move in the House, so that this vehicle would be available later if the other House bill doesn't come forward.
Okay. Yes, Senator Starr.
I believe that our leadership and probably legislative council has instructed us that the relating clause is carefully drawn and would not be modified, and unless you can define your definition as so that it might fit under child care definition in the relating clause, I don't see that we can amend this bill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, we believe that the statute that's being amended, ORS 278.322, specifies that a private child caring agency can obtain insurance this way if it's run by a private nonprofit agency, if it's licensed by the state, and if it provides residential treatment for children in the care and custody of the state. that's subsection two that's on lines 11 through 15, or 16, excuse me, of the bill. And those are the specific provisions that we would be amending. So it's easily within the statute that is the subject of this bill. And for the purposes of this amendment, psychiatric daycare programs, just like residential treatment programs, would be considered child care facilities. They are within the definition of a child care facility under the statute, as we understand it.
Clarification, yeah. Psychiatric treatment is being provided in those centers for other than children. Is that not correct?
Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, the day treatment programs provide psychiatric treatment just for children.
Just for children?
Yes. They're integrated treatment and education facilities serving children. And in the existing statute, there are two components, it appears, under current law. A child care facility, which is, as staff said, now part of the employment department's responsibility, and also a private child caring agency as defined in ORS 418. It is that second type of child caring facility that a psychiatric day treatment program would qualify as.
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. I believe then with that testimony that we should hold this bill and inquire of the possibility of either seeing the other bill move or amending this.
Mr. Chair, let me just ask you a real quick question. Are you familiar with the Child Center in Lane County?
Mr. Chair, I am.
Are you
the Child Center is a member of the association that I'm representing.
And how about the Star Jasper Mountain in Lane County?
I'm familiar with that program. It's not a member of the...
That's a residential...
Yes, I believe.
And the Child Center is
a day treatment.
So you're saying, what you're asking is that the Child Center have the same capacity to treat or... as Scar Jasper Mountain, that they be treated equally?
Mr. Chair, that's correct. My understanding of current law is that Scar Jasper Mountain is entitled to purchase liability insurance through this arrangement.
Right.
The Child Center is not, and our amendment would permit the Child Center and other treatment centers.
I am familiar with both of them, and they both do good work. They treat the same types of, I would say Scar Jasper Mountain may treat even more severe cases because of the nature of the abuse, but I think they both qualify.
Mr. Chair,
and I understand what you're asking. Thank you.
Senator Cruz.
Yeah, just a confusion, Mr. Chair. In the bold on line 6 of the bill, it says, facility is line 5, as defined in ORS 657A.250, and in the book here, 657, I don't know what the A stands for, but 657.
Chapter. There should be a 650. I believe there's a separate 657A chapter in the ORS.
Well, it's not with the other 650.
It should be after 657, the next chapter.
Well, because 657.250 was repealed in 57, so that was...
I believe it'd be a separate chapter.
It would be a 650 chapter after
650? 657A, I believe.
Well, we will find out. I was trying to figure out what their definition was. Okay. Okay, you're right. Thank you very much.
I think Legislative Council couldn't squeeze another chapter between 657 and 658.
You know, it's really hard when that happens. Okay.
While we're waiting for that, what's the origin of the disparity between the two organizations? Is it just an evolutionary thing where they've just been treated differently?
Mr. Chair, I believe so. Scar Jasper Mountain and other programs provide residential.
Yeah, okay.
So that we, clients in those programs are actually live at facilities.
Right.
For day treatment. They're living at home and going to treatment programs.
Yes, question.
Chair, Bruce, what's been the kind of liability issues? Has it been like a lot of residential, like long-term care increasing? Liability insurance for the day programs,
Mr. Prokopian, the day treatment programs are nonprofit organizations. They're responsible for getting their own professional liability insurance, and they have experienced substantial premium increases, as have other programs, trying to get liability coverage. So, yeah, it's a similar pattern that they have to assure that they're covered.
One follow-up?
Yes.
Do you know what the difference or what kind of better deal they get with coming under the bill under a state program? Is it considerably less? Is it?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Prokopian, I don't know the answer to that. Our goal in this bill would be to at least give them the option to look at that, and if they can get a better arrangement through this vehicle, then that would be available to them. If they can get a better, more affordable coverage in the private market, then that would be available to them. But I don't know relatively what the costs are, or that there's necessarily any benefit, but it would be something that each program could look at as an alternative.
Now, Scar Jasper Mountain is also a nonprofit.
Mr. Chair, yes, that's my understanding.
And their liability is for 24 hours a day, which would seem to be even more than a daycare center. But fine,
Mr. Chair, but just a suggestion, maybe, Bruce, because if you look at 657A.250, I can see where legislative council might have problems with that definition. Maybe we need to, if we're going to amend, include a reference to another definition that would be inclusive. I don't think it's a relating clause. I think it's a definition.
Mr. Chair, Senator Cruz, I guess what I'm relying on is in line six, where it says, which is existing language, and a private child caring agency is defined in ORS 418.205.
My problem there is it's an and rather than an and or, so it would be inclusive in both definitions. And the definition in 657A250 basically talks about babysitting, more or less. So I guess I would look at maybe an additional reference in there, or changing the and to and or something like that.
Mr. Chair, Senator Cruz, my reading of this statute is that it's addressing two different kinds of child care facilities. One is a child care facility under the employment division for purposes of child care. The other is a private child care agency under 418, which is a youth service agency.
Okay, so you qualify under that definition?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's a comma on line 6 after 657A.250. So I think there are two distinct types of entities that are being described who are eligible for obtaining insurance through this program.
Okay, I guess from my perspective, Mr. Chair, it's a little fuzzy as to whether that's two separate or two definitions that it has to meet or what. So,
okay. So we will close the public hearing, and we have no other business. We will.
Could I ask permission to make my votes?
Yes.
If you don't want to, that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Yeah, and we'll bring this back when you can. Okay, we will reopen our work sessions. And yeah, okay, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2244.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purposes of allowing Senator Mona Sanderson to vote on House Bill 2244.
Okay.
I vote aye.
Okay. Okay, we close the public hearing, House Bill 2244, and open the public, our work session, close the work session, open the work session on House Bill 2251.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended to allow Senator Melissa Anderson to vote on House Bill 2251.
Hearing no objection?
I vote aye.
Okay. Senator Melissa Anderson votes aye. We will close the public hearing and open the public hearing on... Close the work session, open the session on House Bill 2442.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended to allow Senator Melissa Anderson to vote on House Bill 2442.
I vote aye.
Hearing no objection. Senator Melissa Anderson votes aye. Be recorded.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just got back from touring the Oregon State Psychiatric Hospital, and it was extremely informative. And I would encourage all of you who have a chance.
Well, I am disappointed that I was not notified about having that chance. But
I snuck in. I wasn't invited.
Okay. Well, I have that.
And they wouldn't keep you?
I had that conversation with our esteemed president, and he said that he wasn't invited either. So. Okay, so the meeting is adjourned.
This may take us over there for an assessment.